Today's conversation of the Quran comes from Surah Al-Baqarah, inshallah. And today I'm going to cover just a portion of that story because it's a long story. I want to share with you, inshallah, part one today and part two next week, inshallah. The story is the story of Talut. But before that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He begins the passage in Surah Al-Baqarah. This is after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about marriage and divorce extensively. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He shifts gears and He's now talking about going and striving in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you have to understand, in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the commander-in-chief is who? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who are the followers? It is the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. So anytime Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions a story of the past, especially when it comes to obeying your leader and so forth, there's a reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the story of Talut, because the story begins with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying the words, Alam tara. He used the words, Alam tara. Alam tara, anytime in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word alam tara. It is a way for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to tell us that now you got to pay attention. See, alam tara means, literally it means what? Have you not seen, right? But think about it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has not seen anything. When Allah says, alam tara, kayfa fa'ala rabbuka bi ashabil fil. Have you not seen how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed the ashabul fil? The Prophet ﷺ did not actually see it because he was born in the year what? Amul Fil. So he did not see anything. But this is not what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us. Because see, in English too, when you understand something, you know what you say? Ah, I see. You see? When you understand something, you say, ah, I see. It's a way of expression that I understand the situation. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He begins the passage by saying alam tara, it's Allah's way of saying, pay attention. You understand? There's a lot of lessons and reflections that are going to be shared with you in this story. Not only that, this Surah Al-Baqarah was revealed where? In Medina. We know that all the battles that took place in Islam, especially in the time of the Prophet ﷺ, all of them took place when? In Mecca or Medina? In Medina. So this is Allah's way of telling the Sahaba radiallahu anhum that I'm going to share with you the story of someone of the past. And Bani Israel, they had to go and fight and they have to go in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they, instead of listening to their leader and obeying their leader, rather they defied the laws and they defied the rules of their own leader. And you, O Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, make sure you do not ever treat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam this way. So the story begins, Alam tara ila al-mala'i min bani Israila min ba'di Musa. When did this story take place? Just from a historical perspective so you understand. When Musa alayhi salam was able to, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Musa alayhi salam, take bani Israel with you, go and conquer this land. What was the response of bani Israel? اذهب أنت وربك فقاتلا إنها هنا قاعدون. Rather, you and Allah go and fight. We're going to sit here as spectators. When the job is done, let us know. We're going to move in, inshallah, very smoothly. We'll make a smooth transition into that holy land. Because of this arrogance of theirs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala trapped them in a valley for 40 years. During this time, this is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the story between Musa alayhi salam and Bani Israel, which I will share with you at some other day inshallah. But at the end of the story, again, Musa alayhi salam, he was fed up with Bani Israel. And he says that, فَفْرُقْ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَ الْقَوْمِ الْفَاسِقِينَ. Ya Allah, separate me from these people. I want nothing to do with these people anymore. This is mentioned in Surah Al-Ma'idah. So now they're in this valley. In this 40 years, Musa alayhi salam passes away. During these 40 years, Harun alayhi salam passes away. So now they are looking up to some of the other anbiya, some of the other prophets that are not necessarily mentioned in the Quran by name, just besides the fact that Allah mentioned the word Nabi, meaning that these were people sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we don't know their names necessarily. So these people, this is the time now that they are fighting with other people. They have been defeated. Now they are looking for some leadership. Now they have been defeated. There was a time where they were on their deen, And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them a lot of prosperity. But now this was a time where they had transgressed against the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now they were suffering defeat after defeat. And during this time, now they are saying, in order for us to gain strength, we need a commander in chief. We need someone at the helm to lead us and guide us. So this is why they now came to the Prophet. So now this conversation takes place between them and that current Prophet. It is not Musa, it is not Harun, it is some other prophet. So Allah says, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الْمَلَئِ مِنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مُوسَى. Do you not understand about the story of this group of people in Bani Israel after the time of Musa alayhi salam? إِذْ قَالُوا. Remember the time when they said, لِنَبِيٍّ, to their prophet who was appointed that time, إِبَعَثْ لَنَا مَلِكًا نُقَاتِلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Send for us a king, meaning that you appoint a king for us that we can stand behind him and we can do what? نُقَاتِلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. We can strive for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, look at the arrogance of Bani Israel here. If they wanted, if they really wanted, they could have actually said that you are the prophet, you're the one we look up to for spiritual guidance, you guide us. Or they could have said to this prophet that you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send for us a prophet. Now I ask you, you know this, the answer is very simple. Would you want to walk and be guided by a Nabi, or would you want to be guided by a king who's not a Nabi? Who would you want to walk behind? A Nabi, of course. But subhanAllah, you see their arrogance, the mindset of Bani Israel. Instead of telling their prophet that ask Allah for another prophet that we can walk behind them, they said, just send us a king. That's all we want. Just send us a king. So the ulama, they say that this really shows and highlights the arrogance and the stubbornness of Bani Israel. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this prophet, he knew Bani Israel. Because see, the first time, when Musa alayhi salam said, let's go and let's fight, what did they say? You and Allah go and fight. So this prophet now is saying, you want me to ask Allah for a king, but what is the guarantee that you're going to fight behind that king? You have shown a history of disobedience. You have shown a history that whenever anyone or Allah gives you any favors or any leaders, you completely ignore them. So they said, قَالَ هَلْ عَسَيْتُمْ إِن كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْقِتَالُ أَلَّا تُقَاتِلُوا. That will you disobey Allah after He gives you a leader? And they said, مَا لَنَا أَلَّا نُقَاتِلَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَقَدْ أُخْرِجَنَا مِنْ دِيَارِنَا وَأَبْنَائِنَا. They're saying that why should we not fight in the cause of Allah? Of course we will fight in the cause of Allah. And not only that, but this ayah also highlights their insincerity too. Why? Because they said after that we have been driven out of our homes. وَقَدْ أُخْرِجْنَا مِنْ دِيَارِنَا وَأَبْنَائِنَا. We have been driven out of our homes and out of our lands. So why should we not fight? The insincerity here is either you fight for Allah or you fight for land. You understand? Either you fight for the cause of Allah. If Allah says go and fight, you go and you fight. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that take the land back because you were driven out of this land, that's a different case. But they're saying on one hand, we're going to fight for Allah. And then on the other hand, they're saying, we also are going to fight because we were driven out of our homes. Where is the loyalty? Is it doing for Allah, or are they doing it because they've been driven out of their homes? So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that فَلَمَّا كُتِبَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقِتَالُ تَوَلَّوْا إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِّنْهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them a leader and they turned away except for a handful of people. They remained behind this leader. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he then says, Wallahu alimun bidhalimin. Allah is very well aware of those who have oppressed. Meaning, you made a promise that if Allah sends a leader, you will walk behind him, but you did not do that. So because of that, this is considered as a dhulm. Now, there's one interesting thing to note from here and to learn from here regarding the subject of leadership. And not only that, but you know, from the perspective of daily life, there's something to be learned here. These people, they wanted motivation. That's what they wanted, right? Yes or no? Pay attention. They wanted motivation. They are telling this prophet, give us a leader that will motivate us that we can go and fight. When they were given that leader, instead of motivated, they went behind. They fell behind. What we learn from this is, in life, Many people, they say that in order for me to do anything, I need to be motivated. And the reality is that, yes, motivation is there. But you know what comes along with motivation? Because see, there are a lot of people who can give you a lot of motivation. If, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. If the best life coach came today and gave anyone advice, they could sit there and give them the best motivational speech in human history. But will they change? The answer is not necessarily, unless they have one thing in their life. And you know what that thing is called? It's called discipline. If you have no discipline in life, no motivation can change you. This is the reality. I say this to my children. I say this to the other youth. No matter how much is there, if you are not disciplined in life, I can stand here and tell you the fada'il of coming for Salat al-Fajr. I can go through the books of ahadith. But if a person is not disciplined in their life, meaning they don't sleep on time, they don't put an alarm, they don't do what is necessary in order to wake up for Fajr, all the motivation is what? It's wasted. So the thing is that a lot of times we feel the only reason why I'm lacking behind in life is because I don't have enough motivation. And I'll say to you that it's not just the motivation. A lot of people will give you the motivation. But the problem that we lack in our life is discipline. And this is something that we all have a problem with. The young, the old, the middle age, everyone, we have a discipline problem. And in some aspect of our life, in some sector of our life, we're going to have some disciplinary issues. So it's not just about the motivation. It's about the discipline. Bani Israel, they were given the motivation. Because they did not have the discipline, that's why they did not walk behind. And they never became a good follower to this person. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, the next ayah, وَقَالَ لَهُمْ نَبِيُّهُمْ. This prophet of theirs told them, إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ بَعَثَ لَكُمْ طَالُوتَ مَلِكًا. This person has been sent to you as a leader. Now, Bani Israel, if they were truly disciplined in their life, they could have said, this person has been sent by Allah, خَلَا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. That's not what their response was. Look at the response. They said, قَالُوا أَنَّا يَكُنْ لَهُ الْمُلْكُ عَلَيْنَا. How is this person supposed to lead over us? وَنَحْنُ أَحَقُّ بِالْمُلْكِ مِنْهُ وَلَمْ يُؤْتَ سَعَةً مِنَ الْمَالِ. Subhanallah. Bani Israel, you know, subhanallah, this is why we say these stories. Bani Israel is saying, we are more worthy of leading ourselves than this person coming and leading us. Based on what? Listen to this very carefully. وَلَمْ يُؤْتَ سَعَةً مِنَ الْمَالِ. He has not been given money. He's not a wealthy person. By the way, Talut, if you study his history, and you study Bani Israel and all their 12 tribes, the most elite tribes were like the tribes which in biblical references, they are usually referred to as the Levi tribe or the Judah tribe and so forth. This person, Talut, came from a lower tier tribe, which was from the descendants of Binyamin, the brother of Yusuf alayhi salam. So this is who they are from. This is where he's from. So first of all, they are looking at him from an elite perspective, eliteness perspective. He does not come from an elite family. But number two is he does not even have money. وَلَمْ يُؤْتَ سَعَةً مِنَ الْمَالِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَالَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَاهُ عَلَيْكُمْ. This Nabi is telling them, Allah chose this person. Istafa means a special selection. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one of his names are Mustafa. Mustafa, why? Because he was very specially selected. When Allah talks about Maryam alayhi salam in the Quran, Ya Maryam inna Allah astafaki. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Maryam alayhi salam as a very special selection by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah is telling, this prophet is telling these people, Bani Israel, this person, Talut, is a special selection by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَزَادَهُ بَسْطَةً فِي الْعِلْمِ وَالْجِسْمِ. And why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him that status? Why did he make him a leader? Because there are two things that he had. Number one is ilm. And he had knowledge. And especially you want to go in battle, he has knowledge of the battlefield. And number two is he is a brave person. In this particular situation, if you're going to go to battle, it makes no sense if I appoint upon you a rich person. The rich people, a lot of times, they are so pampered in their life, they don't want to put their life in danger. They don't want to put their life on the line. So I'm giving you a leader that is fit for this situation. So now, at this time, there's another lesson to be learned in this, and that is leadership is never based on how much money we have. And let me be, you know, let me be very honest when I say this, because I've heard many stories, especially when it comes to masajid and so forth, around America. You know, you talk to some imams, you talk to some communities and so forth, and subhanAllah, I don't know why, there is this perception that the person who has the most amount of money in the community, he should become the leader for some reason. He should become the board member. You know how many times I've traveled around America and I've talked to people and I've heard that, oh, this person, he is the leader. He is the president of the masjid. Why? Oh, he's a doctor. Okay. You know, subhanAllah. It's just that, you know what it is? The problem is that we have this mindset that the one who has the most amount of money should be by default a person in leadership. And that's not necessarily the case. You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's choosing a person that is a good fit for this position. And that's why when it comes to Islamic organizations, it should be people who know about the organization. If you bring someone and you tell them be in a position of leadership who has absolutely no clue, who has never volunteered, who has never done anything for the masjid or anything for that organization, they don't know how the organization is run and operated, then how can that person even serve that Islamic organization? So you see, even from a leadership perspective, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did a very special selection. And this is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says that, فِي الْعِلْمِ وَالْجِسْمِ وَاللَّهُ يُؤْتِي مُلْكَهُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah then says that we give milkiyat, or we give power and authority to whoever we want. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is wasi'un alim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all encompassing in favor and in knowing about things. Next, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He talks about, which I'm going to go ahead and finish right here inshallah, but this has been the conversation so forth. Next, they are asking, see, subhanAllah, once again, look at the arrogance of Bani Israel. They could have said, amanna wa saddaqna, labbaik. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, send this prophet, send this leader, we'll follow him, we'll walk behind him. But no, they said, now we want a sign. We want a sign. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you want a sign so bad? I'll give you a sign. What is that sign? I'll cover that next week, inshallah. I'm keeping you hanging by the thread. But inshallah, that sign, and not only that, but then you see, one thing I want to say. When Talut was sent, a lot of them backed away. So now, out of the huge pool of people that you have, now you have a smaller pool. And now, after this sign that comes, some back out. And then not only that, but in the journey with Talut, even some back out at that time. Overall, what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala trying to tell the Sahaba radiallahu anhum? When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes for battle, when he goes and he puts his life on the line, you don't start bringing up all these excuses like the way Bani Israel did. You put your life on the line for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah sent Talut, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is your leader and you walk behind him. We'll finish the story inshallah next week. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant all of us the tawfiq and to take lessons from the Quran. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. Wa jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما.